We're coming to you live, and we are in Nashville, Tennessee. We're at the Opryland Hotel, and this is the National Religious Broadcasters Association Convention. And we're broadcasting live, and I just had one of my favorite people in the whole wide world has stepped up to the microphone here. And this lady is with Pacific Garden Mission and the infamous radio program Unshackled. And I want to say hello, Flossie. How are you?
I'm doing great, Ted. How are you?
Good today.
Good. I'm glad.
Well, I went by your booth. There was a lot of people over there. It looked like the booth was kind of busy.
It has been busy throughout the days that we've been here. We thank the Lord for that. As you know, there are many of the radio stations attending the NRB convention, and consequently, as they meet us on the floor, they just stop to say how much they appreciate Unshackled. And then, of course, there are just many listeners who've listened to Unshackled for just 30, 40 years, 10 years, 5 years, etc. And the program has so impacted their lives and generations of lives. So we thank the Lord for that.
Now you do. I just to let you know, in case you didn't know, I'm old.
So am I.
But I'm going to tell you, when I was just a little kid, my mom had taken me to a Bible conference, and I think it was in Cedar Lake, Indiana. It wasn't Winona, because I had the big Winona conference there, but this was Cedar Lake. And that included, that conference included a trip to Chicago. And we went up and went on a tour of the Moody Bible Institute, and we got into the studio. We went to Pacific Garden Mission, and back then I remember meeting Mr. Saulnier.
Yes, Harry.
Harry Saulnier.
Yes.
I remember meeting him.
Yes.
And he spoke to the group as while we were there. But while we were at WMBI, they had this big studio. Now, I was a kid, so I don't know how big it was, but it looked huge to me. I mean, it looked big, you know. And they had a walk-around ramp that around the outside of the top perimeter of it, you could go in there and walk around and look down into the studio.
Yes.
And we were coming in, and they said, shh, be quiet, because they're recording Unshackled, okay? And there were actors behind microphones reading scripts, and there was a sound effects guy, and I was fascinated by him. We got to go downstairs, and I got right up close to the sound effects guy, and he had an automobile door that he could open and slam, and they were doing a radio show. There was some rain, so he was continuously dropping. I don't know if he used something to drop sand onto wax paper, and there was a microphone right by there. They were making the sound effects of rain simultaneously while the actors were reading the script. In other words, they must not have had multi-track ability back then where they could record the sound of the sand or whatever. You know, they had a... He got some of the sound effects off of disc, off of records, you know, that he had. But other sound effects, he was making these sounds live himself.
It still happens today.
It does today.
Every Saturday we produce a new program, a new Unshackled program. And the sound person, sound engineer, which is a descendant of that person that you saw, it has continued on through the years with a descendant or a relative. In fact, it's the son-in-law of the person that you saw work with us from the early 70s until just a few years ago, and now his daughter does it. So it has continued on through the years, but we produce it before a live audience, and a sound engineer uses CDs and the records and live sound.
You know, it's interesting because I remember, I don't know where I was going. I was on a long trip. This was some years later. Traveling across the country, it was late at night. You know how you get sleepy when you're traveling overnight, you know, especially in a car, you know, punched in the car radio, and there's a 50,000-watt AM radio station coming in from some distant location, and all of a sudden, I hear the voice come on the air and says, how do you do? You know? Then the organ starts playing, and I was like, I got excited, because I haven't heard one of these in a long time, and I don't recall what station it was, but they played one. I think plus must have played four or five Unshackled episodes, one right after another.
Oh, how wonderful.
You know, and listening in that nighttime, going down the road and the radio station kind of fading in and out, it was kind of eerie. You know, it really was. But this radio show, folks, if you've never heard Unshackled, and you know there's a lot of people out there that's never heard the program, I can't imagine how, but they're there. And it is the most riveting, one of the most riveting radio programs. If you've never heard live radio drama or radio drama, period, and you listen to an Unshackled program, it's a brand new experience.
It is indeed.
And you'll notice, you'll start listening to it, and it's kind of different than what you're used to. But then after about 5 minutes, you are totally captivated, and your focus is on that program. You're taken away into another world listening to this program. And this is the reason why I think that Unshackled is so effective as far as taking the gospel around the world, obviously. Now you've got all these languages it's in. So I'm going to let you talk. I've said enough.
Well, just to respond to what you're saying about listeners being captivated by the stories, it is radio drama, and it's written as drama, but in reality, it's the story of God in the lives of people. It's the true story of God. It's not a lie. And I believe that God captures the hearts and minds of the ear that will listen. Jesus said, "He who has an ear to hear, let him hear." And as the radio station is on and Unshackled is the story of God, then their ears are just captured by God. So they hear the story unfolding. And as many listeners know, and perhaps some of the people that are listening today are not familiar with Unshackled, but the story really involves the life of anyone, because we tell stories that include the younger years, the younger periods of a person's life. Everybody has a mother and a father and went to school someplace and had friends and et cetera. And how did you begin your road, your downward spiral? That is also included. And, of course, the depth of that beginning continues on to the place that, of course, where they have an encounter with the Word of God, not necessarily receiving the Lord at that time, but at a later time, coming to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And then the victory, not only coming, but living a victorious life, having the scriptures to guide them in their lives thereafter is just a capsule of what Unshackled does in every story.
Well, you know, I guess the other thing, what you're saying is, too, is that a person listening to the Unshackled program, it's a seed planted.
It is.
It's a seed planted in the heart. And then I guess later, down the road somewhere, somebody hears another message or they get witnessed to or something, and that seed is already there.
That's right.
You know.
That's right.
And folks may not totally understand it when they first listen, but then there's a lot of folks that do this. I think there's a lot of folks that are at their wits' end, and they hear an Unshackled program.
Hopeless.
Yeah, and that just pushes them over the edge.
That's
and they
right.
say, that's it, I'm done with this life. I have got to get things right. I've got to make an abrupt change, and I've got to find this person they call Jesus.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. That's quite exciting.
Now,